Good morning. It's Monday morning, and it's the 7th of July. Praise God. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. We thank God for this privilege on today to be able to come together like we are, to go before Him with our requests, making them known, praying His heart back to Him. Well, thank you for joining us. Excuse my voice. It's early in the morning. Yes, welcome, and thank you for joining us on today. We trust that you had a wonderful weekend. It was nice. It truly was. I mean, you had Thursday, we had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 4 days of downtime, so to speak, from Friday, 3 days of downtime, recreating, relaxing, and chilling, as they would say. And it was good. It was good. How was your time yesterday in worship? Did you have a wonderful time in God's presence? Did you hear anything? Did you catch anything? Well, all of that was the purpose of that day yesterday. Today we're focused on walking as the children of light. And that is important because darkness has gripped the earth because of sin and rebellion. And so we are the children of light, and we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That's the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Now, God himself is light, and he wants us to walk in light. So while the world's ways are darkening as it continues its rejection of Jesus Christ, we are asked to walk as children of light. We have been called out of darkness, and we therefore renounce all trickery, all falsehood, all hypocrisy, and we choose again and again to walk openly so his glory upon us can be seen by all. The prophet Isaiah spoke for the Lord to the people of God and said, "Arise," this chapter 60 and verse 1, "shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." And that's a wonderful story of how things are to go. I believe we're getting some feedback on some signal. It looks like our wires are crossed, so please tolerate that for a moment, and that may be coming in on my line, I'm thinking. However, once again, welcome. Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes plus. Okay, today we are focused on walking as children of light, and I do want to share with you a word from the scriptures, and it's taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 11. And it says, and I'm reading the Amplified version, by the way, "For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Lead the lives of those native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light or the Spirit consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life." And try to learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lines be constant, your lives rather, be constant proofs of what is most acceptable to him. Take no part and have no fellowship with the fruitful deeds, or rather the fruitless deeds and enterprises of darkness, but instead let your lives be so in contrast as to expose and reprove and convict them. So our lives are important in how it functions on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. God intends that our lives be so in contrast to that of the wicked and of the darkness that it exposes, reproves, and convicts those who are in the dark and shows forth the light of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And what I will ask you to do for me, I think there's this annoying signal that's coming in across our own signal, and what I would like to do is to eliminate that, and I will take just a moment to do that. And if you can just give your patience to this exercise, we're having some signal problems. And so I will clear that up, or at least try to, momentarily.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you've given us this morning. What a problem. Causing the interruption, we can't meet it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that your word will go forth. And your purpose for this morning will be met by Jesus. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy of all the honor and all the praise. Glory be to your name, Jesus.
Me.
Glory be to your name, Jesus. Lord, as we come against any interruption, which is causing the problem to go forth, we ask that your anointing, Lord, destroy every yoke, pull down every stronghold, and remove every hindrance which is attempting to block this message this morning, Lord. Jesus. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control. Lord, we call for your presence on this line this morning, that your work will be done, and that your gospel will go forth, Lord, whatever it is, Lord. We ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever technical problem or whatever manual problem, Lord, we ask that you take control, that we will be able to spread your gospel. There's someone out there who wants to hear, Lord, who wants to share, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing it. We thank you. We thank you for clearing the line, Lord. We thank you for resolving the technical problem. Jesus. Jesus, break the chain of hindrance in the name of Jesus. We come against every hindrance. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, I'm back. I don't know if that clears
you,
up our
thank
issue.
You,
but we're back. I was quite unusual. I've never experienced that phenomenon. But, well, it's a new day, isn't it? So, experience things that never happened before. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen.
Thank you for your patience as I try to work through some of the signal issues. You know, when things work fine, I mean, they're quite transparent, and it looks quite easy, and it's easy for us to take it for granted because it's working fine. But when we think of what we're actually doing, we're networked with thousands of computers all over the world. It's called the Internet. And our signal is out there, as well as there are other signals, many, many, hundreds and hundreds and thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, if not more, of signals out there. And the fact that we can have a prayer cast and have our signal go out without being crossed up with someone else's, either theirs with us or ours with theirs, it's a miracle. It's amazing. So that was just a glitch in that whole arrangement. So once again, we're focused on walking as children of light, and that's a commandment that we're asked to follow, to walk as children of light. Well, today, in our prayer series, we are continuing, and of course you can interrupt me anytime with a praise report or a prayer request, as you desire, whatever it is that God has placed on your heart that you would like to share with us. Please understand that you can do that. Now, unless that is happening that way, you will hear me continuing to proceed with the program because we are on a time schedule. And so I'm following that as one would do in any kind of broadcast. It's the same here. In broadcasting, empty spaces are not usually the norm. We expect, or those that are tuning in expect to hear sound when they connect with our place on the Internet. So they connect and they don't hear anything, obviously they'll hang up. So we're not allowed to, just by virtue of the operation, to have blank spaces per se. So that's why we continue to go forward. All right. Today we thank God for this past several days of, well, that's my praise report anyway, of rest and celebrating and relaxation, being with friends and just enjoying the lazy, hazy days of summer. And that's exactly what this weekend was in our zone. And so we thank God for that. We really, really do. I know I do. And I'm sure you have the same sentiment if, in fact, you experience that kind of leisure and pleasure. And so today we give thanks for that. Today, in this series of prayers that we've been raising before the Lord, and we believe it's His heart, because He promised His Son the inheritance of the nations and the nations all over the earth. And so today we're praying for the nation of Egypt. Now, in the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, Egypt is mentioned over 700 times, and it has featured prominently in biblical history and in the things that God was doing and is going to do as it relates to the earth. Egypt is, of course, it's a country. It's officially the Arab Republic of Egypt. It's the most powerful nation among the Arab nations. It's a transcontinental in its geographic position. It's in Africa and just a little piece of Asia. It's bridged by the Sinai Peninsula. Excuse me. Its capital is Cairo, and its president, or its current president, that is. Change presidents quite frequently in the last few years, but its present president is Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, and the government is a provisional government. And of course, as I said earlier, Egypt is on the continent of Africa. Well, see, we're getting our signals crossed up again. On my line. Okay, of course, I cannot mute my own line. Well, I can, but you won't hear me. As you were saying, the official language of modern Egypt is Standard Arabic. And there are 94 million people in that nation. So here is God's plan. And we are agreeing with it on this day, on this Monday morning, that Egypt, with its 94 million persons that God has created, is a nation that God gives to His Son. Yes, that God gives to His Son as a inheritance among other nations on the earth. So we thank God for what He has done, because that's already done. I've never had that happen before. Okay. Let us pray for Egypt while we have a space here. Let us do that. We may, if this continues, our program may be foreshortened today. But in the meantime, let us pray. Father, we thank You that in Your word we see Your plan. And as children of the light, we come before you and we ask that you would grant our prayers and answers to our requests. We come into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, that you are Lord over not only the nations, but over the airwaves, over every signal that is in the earth. You are Lord, and you are in control. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to send your signal out there through our own voice and our own being, our own participation in this prayer cast today. We thank you, Lord, that there's forgiveness in your presence. There is fullness of joy because we are forgiven people. We are people that are washed in the blood. And you said you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because the blood of Jesus prevails to make clean those that are seeking after righteousness. So we thank you today for what you've made available to us, that we are considered righteous through the cleansing of the blood. Father, today we lift up the nation of Israel that is 90% Muslim and 10% Christian. And Father, this nation, even now as we speak, is in turmoil. And it's a strategic nation geographically and politically. It's strategic in this day. And Father, we know that you have an end-time plan, which is now, that this nation would continue to be a player on the earth as you bring all of the nations under the rule of Jesus Christ. So we thank you today. We pray even as all of the Muslims there are seeking to find you. They've gone their own way. But Father, there's the door and there's the kingdom of light. And Father, we ask that you would move by your spirit, even in the midst of this chaos, bring order out of it. Order in terms of revival, in terms of nation transformation, in terms of salvation in the lives of the 94 million people that make up that nation. Father, we pray today for the children, even as they call out and their hearts are fearful of what may happen the next moment because of the civil strife that's going on. And Father, where they're hungry, that they would be fed. Where they're discomforted, that they would find peace and comfort in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, and we bless your name. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you will do in this day. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your goodness. And thank you for the fact that you've translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you, Lord. Because of that, we have peace. We have joy.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. And we choose to walk openly so his glory can be seen upon us by all who are yet sitting in darkness. We thank you, Lord, today that their hearts that are crying out to you that will be satisfied, their hunger for you would be satisfied. Their thirst for you would be satisfied because of the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ to make all men free. You paid the price for us when we were the guilty ones. You did not ask us to pay the price. You paid it through your Son. You gave your only begotten Son so that we would be saved, so that the works of the adversary would be made manifest open for all to see, and we would understand and know who loves us, know who our true Master and Savior and Lord is. And today we do know that it's Jesus Christ, none other than Jesus Christ himself. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Father, you know the hearts of each person that's on our prayer cast today, and you know their strengths, you know their weaknesses, and we pray, O God, that you would satisfy the hunger of each person that's connected with us today. You would satisfy the hunger of their hearts, and that they would realize the answer on this day to their prayers for help from you, their prayers for strength, their prayers for health, restoration, and deliverance from all manner of circumstances. You are our healer, and we do thank you today. We praise your name, and we surrender ourselves once again on this brand new day to you, for you to work in us and through us. And Father, we look to you because all of our help comes from you, Lord. It comes from you and from nowhere else and no one else. We thank you today. We bless your name today. Bless each person today, Lord, that hears our voice. Bless them. Bless them with new light. New light. Freshness of heaven. Have the winds of heaven blow upon them in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Cause their spirits to rise and to rise heavenward in the name of Jesus. Even as we walk through the land, wherever that is, and we sense and feel the darkness that surrounds, that our spirits would be so enlightened that we will be available in your hands to think, to speak, to expect, to decree, to prophesy in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
We thank you today, and we bless your holy name, even as the sun rises on this Monday morning, the 7th of July, that your S-O-N sun will also rise even larger on the horizon of our hearts and our minds. So we thank you today. We bless you. Thank you for the victory that you've given to us.
Thank you.
That only you can give, because you have made a show of the enemy openly and triumph over him. So we thank you, and we bless you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen and amen.
For you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. I believe I do see Diane's number up on our dashboard. Am I correct, Diane? Are you on? I suppose you are. That's why I'm seeing your number. Okay. We're almost at the end of our time, and we thank God for what he has enabled us to do today, and that is, first of all, to wake up and to gather together. I do want to apologize for our signal issues on today. I don't know what that is. I'll be calling our network to find out what kind of challenges they may be having. But usually, as you know, the signals are clean, and we don't get this. This is the first time we're getting crossed crossed wires, so to speak. And so thank you for your patience. So okay, what we will do, it's only getting worse, so we will close out our program today, and we trust that tomorrow, and usually the network is on top of these issues, I mean, it's technical stuff, so let our hearts be troubled. Let us just go forward today boldly, expecting God to do great things in this day. It's a brand new day. And
Amen.
Yes, it's brand new. It's not a, Monday from last Monday. You know? This is quite different. So our benediction today, that God would have us step into and walk in, would be taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 23, and it says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." It's simple. And there's an amen to that. In other words,
amen.
So let it be. Let the grace of God
amen.
Be with you. Keep a smile on your face. Somehow the light of God will shine through your smile. It will.
Amen.
Just let it happen. In the name of Jesus, be a blessing.
Have
amen.
A blessed day, everyone. Walk
Thank you.
Expect a miracle today.
Amen.